All right, everybody, welcome back to is this a new season?
Yeah.
Season 3 of Gay Screaming.
Thrace.
Season Thrace.
Season Trey.
Cone for Joles. We are in a new studio. We bought a studio and we bought professional equipment. And we're also hot and sexy, and the new video version of this podcast is going to be out on our Patreon.
Exclusive.
Yeah, it's going to be $50 a month for all of our exclusive content of the exact same podcast that
$50.
We put out for free. Listen, I'm not done. It's going to be the exact same podcast that we put out for free on Spotify, but you can listen to it on Patreon. So definitely send us money for that. Yeah.
So, actually, welcome back. We've been away. Do we have an explanation?
I have an explanation.
Oh, what's your explanation?
My job ended, and then I was incredibly depressed for about a month. And I still am, but now we're doing the podcast again.
Yeah, I don't have an explanation.
Yeah.
Other than I've been working crappy jobs, but now I'm at an okay one.
Hey, step up, capitalism.
So that's where we've been. Also, we should state our names.
Oh, yeah. I am Countess Blucci. Blucci Flagrante, a.k.a. Monsieur... Or no. What's it? What's the French word? Let me see. Monsignor Pruitt, a.k.a. Jared. I'm a gay...
Who screams?
Yeah, I do be screaming.
Yeah.
It's true.
I am Misty Terrain, a.k.a. Charlie, or the other way around, whichever you prefer. Mm-hmm. Listen, I know last time we said, we're back.
We say that sometimes. And but do we always say what we mean?
No.
No.
Because we're liars.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And sometimes people need to be lied to, you know?
Somebody lied to her several times.
Like, sometimes you have to lie to protect others.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that's what we did here.
Because
I don't think we really protected anybody.
Right, right.
But, we're here now.
Yeah, case in point, wear a condom while you listen to this, gays.
I sound like a parent who abandoned their child being like, I know I wasn't always there, but... Hey.
Oh, flashback to my dad.
I'm here now. Ah!
Something fresh.
Well,
remember when he tried to teach me how to drive his pickup truck that was stick shift when I was 11?
I don't remember because I wasn't there.
Yeah, you weren't there, but I'm just dropping trauma in here because I need to make jokes out of it.
Do you remember when my dad tried teaching me how to park my mom's car in the garage and then I almost crashed into the garage?
Wow. And now neither of us can drive.
And that's okay. It's not okay, but
you know, we get through it.
I'm so sick and tired of people being like, you need to learn how to, like, I know.
Right, right. But at the same time, I'm like, if I lived somewhere where public transportation wasn't ass, then it wouldn't be so bad. Because, like, nobody in New York fucking drives because driving in New York sucks.
Yeah.
Everyone just takes a subway.
I mean, driving out here sucks too, but people
Well, yeah, but in New York, it's worse, trust.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you will get in a car accident and it just happens every day.
I don't want that to happen to me, so I will never drive, or at least I will not get my driver's license till I'm 30, like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good plan for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To follow in her footsteps.
You are Lady Gaga, in a lot of ways.
I don't think I've ever seen me or her
in the same room place before.
At the same time, but you know what they always say.
There could be 100 people
in a room.
And two of them could be Charlie and Lady Gaga, and no one would know because they're the same person.
Well, only one of them could be Charlie and Lady Gaga because I'm both.
They are the same, yeah.
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 So, the one person.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I have an interview next week, so that's got me feeling a little more positive. I've been trying to get my sleep schedule on track, which is, like, okay right now.
It's true. You're waking up at appropriate times
now. Yeah, I fell asleep last night at 9 p.m. Oh, and I woke up at like 6 this morning.
I'm so,
so like
proud of you.
I'm okay with that compared to like the other way around, like falling asleep at 6 and then waking up.
Wait a second.
What?
Wait a second.
What?
I found an error in your statement.
I don't know.
For reference, right before we started recording the pod.
Okay.
Jared opened his laptop. Right.
Yeah, I do be opening my laptop.
And there was Cheeto dust all over his keyboard.
Oh, that wasn't from yesterday. That was from the day before yesterday. Oh,
damn it.
Which is why it was even grosser, because I had Cheeto dust from 2 days ago in my keyboard that I just barely noticed.
I thought I was onto something. I was like, I figured you out, but here I am.
Yeah. I'm multifaceted. You can never figure me out. Something, something, Sophie face shopping. How's your week?
My week was fine.
See, I asked this time.
Yeah, I didn't have to ask me how I am. My week was fine. You know, I did my little tasks at work.
Silly little tasks.
My silly little tasks. I put my silly little maid outfit on, you know, because that's what I'm good at, being a maid. Or whatever Jocelyn says. No, I think I'm okay. Compared to how I was at the end of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time we put out an episode?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Remind us in the comments down below.
Yeah, don't forget to rate us 5 stars.
Yeah, I forgot to put that in the outline because we're trying to be responsible now. So yeah. We have an outline again.
Back to being the parent who abandoned you and is trying to make up for it. We are going to be making more social media and we are going to be making more of an effort with it.
So, like, we went...
I'm not putting a timeline on that. Yeah. I'm just saying in general.
It'll happen. We don't know when. It'll happen, though. See, because we went from little to no effort pod to somewhat medium effort.
Right. Which is why now we have... I was talking about studio earlier. Obviously, that was a joke. We have
was
a
microphone. It?
Well, no. Well, you know, because I said we bought a studio.
Yeah, I thought we did.
Okay, we have a microphone right now and we're recording on a laptop instead of on our phone, so
that's
more effort than we've ever done.
I mean, we started from munchy crunchy lag over
the phone call. Oh my god, I forgot we were doing distance pod for a while. The pandemic fucked everybody up, girl.
And then we actually started recording on the phone, you know, hold the phone.
Right.
We
were recording which was on the phone. A mess in itself.
I mean, it was better because it sounded better.
Right, but there was the lost episode. In addition to the multiple other lost episodes that just got
how many
lost
episodes did we have?
I think we have a total of 3 now.
Which ones were they?
I know there was a music one. I think there was a food one that was lost.
Oh, probably.
I know we've redone a couple. And there was another one that we lost that I don't remember the subject.
We're probably never going to put them out again because I don't know what they are.
I mean, that's the thing. We already remade some of them.
Oh. Well, you guys are getting what you're getting now.
And yeah, we're just eat your damn food.
Listen, we're not doing one subject anymore. We got segments now, people.
Yeah.
We're breaking it down.
We may have stolen that from other people's podcasts. But it seemed to work for them, so it's going to work for us.
But who has original thoughts anymore?
Exactly. Nothing's original thought. It's just painted differently. What I like to think about sometimes is how...
There could be 100 people in a room and 99 of them don't believe in you.
I hate you. Oh my god, I lost my train of thought. We can't do this. I was supposed to be put together and responsible this pod. Well, it's gone. I already lost the thought. It took, I don't know how many minutes into this recording
and
we are.
And here lies Jared's brain.
Yeah. It was going to be an astute observation.
An astute observation. Look at you using vocab words.
The only thing I'm good at.
Because you're an English major.
Right.
You have
a degree. Have I mentioned that I'm an English major? I have a degree, guys. I'm college educated, and I'm going to go back and get more college educated because I don't know why. I don't know what to do with my life. Nobody does.
He has a
bachelor's.
Don't fucking question me. Because he's a bachelor.
Yeah.
You know?
I still need to get a frame for my degree.
You should be the next bachelor.
Oh. I just have sex with all of them. I don't think that would work out well.
That's the point.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You're supposed to be, like, married by the end of it.
But, like, the first gay bachelor, come on.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I'm saying I'm not going to commit to any of them. I'm going to be in love with all of them.
Exactly. Give us the messy TV we deserve, and win an Emmy.
But then the show's going to get canceled because all the straights are going to be up in arms about it. This gay was out here spreading HIV, having sex. On our national television.
People are
the
really
kids. Think about the kids that should be watching Bachelor anyways, but
they do.
They're now suddenly in the equation.
People watch that show as like a family bonding show.
I hate straight people. I don't think nuclear family should exist. I think a communal way of raising a child is probably the safest way. Like you have...
So a bidet.
No. Not... James, Like, you know, it takes a village to raise a family, all that bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if we just make our communities better, and then, like, it doesn't have to be, oh, the husband has to go to work, and then the wife has to, like, clean up and
take care of the giving kids. The village people.
The village people, yeah. YMCA. But minus the cop.
Yeah, and minus the...
The racist one.
Yeah, the racist one.
Yeah.
So that's...
Taylor Lautner's white.
Loca.
Where have you been, Loca?
So that's how we've been. How have you guys been? Great.
So our first segment...
Wait, are we...
Oh, wait.
Did we also... We already said happy season three. It's season three. It's been long enough. We didn't even really count the last one as, like, the season finale. But think of it this way. Think of it like...
Seasons and podcasts don't have to make sense. We're just talking.
Exactly. But think of it like this. Like, in, like, 2007 or something, there was, like, a big writer's strike in Hollywood.
Okay.
And so, like, they had to cut a lot of their seasons short. So, like, a lot of storylines are just kind of, like...
Okay. Kind of curious how famous bassist Pete Wentz of Fall Out Boy fame was still churning out amazing song lyrics during this writer's strike.
It was for two.
I know. I'm being stupid. I just felt like being an idiot for 5 seconds.
stupid. but yeah, it's giving very that, you know.
Yeah.
But we're back now for a full and complete season that we will commit to. Maybe.
We don't have to. We are committing to the podcast, but I'm not putting a time frame on anything. That's all I'm going to keep saying.
Yeah.
Because we can. It's. We're going to give an moment for a second and say it's our show and not yours.
Yeah.
So we can do whatever we want with it.
I would say for me personally, I do enjoy doing it, but I don't think I'm going to put effort.
Me talking about sex.
Into it until I see some shmoney.
Right, which you know? We aren't getting.
Anchor? And I think...
Oh, wait.
Taco Bell, sponsor us.
I'm trying to think. There was a... Never mind. Besides the point.
But, I don't know if that sounds superficial to say, but I feel like it's fair.
Not, it's fair. Everyone tries to monetize all the shit they do on social media. Bitches over here on Twitter like, this vibrator changed my life under every viral tweet they do. Girl, you made a meme. Relax.
Someone said that's what Joe Biden is going to do soon.
Yeah, when this government shit starts blowing up.
Yeah, but he signed the bill.
These lights in my room changed everything.
Were you about to say these rats in my room changed everything?
I mean, that is America.
Joe Biden has rats.
That is America. Have you been in this country for long enough? There's rats and cockroaches.
In New York, especially.
Yeah, New York's a very disgusting city.
Well, now that we're on topic, not really, we're gonna go to our first segment and we're gonna talk about things that we didn't discuss while we were gone, even though we weren't really gone and we were still like together like all the time and everything.
Right, but, right. We're a married couple.
It's time for our hot topic segment.
It was the only segment we really had that was originally like, stable in the original podcast.
Yeah. You know, that's how we got the Barb summoning circle.
Right.
And even though this story might be a little outdated, we're still going to talk about it because it happened and we want to talk about it and we're coming full circle.
It's just weird how expansive it got because she was, like, not letting up on it.
Yeah.
She was doubling down and tripling down and, like, attacking Hassan Piker and defending Tucker
Carlson. Nicki Minaj, by the
way. Yeah, we're talking about the Barb, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. So... Let's do a brief recap.
If you've been living under a rock, there's a pandemic.
Some people do, though.
Right. But I'm talking like Boulder.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna go all the way back.
Patrick
going
Star.
Way back. Yeah. Uh-huh. There is currently a disease that is running rampant around the world. It is called COVID-19. It is a.
We are on the front lines.
Right. We are on the front lines.
We are afraid of Cornova.
Yeah. So that's the thing. There is currently a vaccine, multiple vaccines that are out and about, and, you know, people don't want them for some reason. Not really sure why, even though they're proven effective and been, like, approved by the FDA.
Because they're right.
They're patriots, their body, their choice, except with abortions, that's different, apparently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anti-vaxxers are out here running rampant talking about, oh, you can't put that in me, it's gonna make me Magneto.
I blame Joe Rogan.
I blame literally every conservative ever who's just spouting lies on the internet when they all have been vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's the most ridiculous, hypocritical bullshit.
Like, yeah.
Anyway.
They're gonna inject me with communism.
And then everyone's fucking taking horse ivermectin instead of getting a vaccine. Because they're like, oh, this will help me. Girl, that's dewormer.
Because that's logical.
You got a tapeworm? What's going on? But yeah, so people don't want to get the vaccine. Now, Nicki Minaj of Roman's Revenge fame.
Yeah.
Not frame. Fame. Decided to come out the woodworks on twitter.com.net.biz and say, I ain't go to the Met Gala because they required vaccines. And then, of course, people were like, well, why didn't she get the vaccine?
Well, rewind that. She said the Met Gala was requiring the vaccines, but she said that she was like, the Met Gala? I'm not going to get vaccinated for the Met Gala. If I'm going to get vaccinated, it's because I did my own research. And which is just like a stupid argument in itself.
Everyone who's saying, oh, I need to research the vaccine before making a decision.
What other research? You don't have a lab.
Right. And even if you're talking about just like Googling stuff, it's cherry picking things. Because everything on Google, everything from the CDC, everything from the FDA, everything from like international sources that are saying, oh, we need this to make progress and help get rid of this fucking problem that we're having with the fucking worldwide pandemic, is saying, okay, get the vaccine and you're good to go. Mm-hmm. It's not saying it's 100% going to protect you from COVID. It's not saying you're going to be like invincible. It's just saying it's going to lower the risk of transmission and lower the risk of severe symptoms and side effects. So people just are being idiots. And she's kind of one of them. Cause she's like, well, I got to do my own research. Girl, if you go on google.com and look up COVID vaccine, you're going to get all this information telling you, bitch, get it. So research by these people's terms is just another word for saying, okay, I'm going to go on Google and like search for one article that I can dig through 5 pages of Google to find on some obscure conservative website to say, okay, this is bad. I can't get this. But research aside, because Nicki didn't even do the research. She's just saying, I want to do the research before I get the vaccine, which is like, okay, you know, do whatever you need to, I guess. But then she brings her cousin's friend.
Her cousin's 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 friend.
Who knew this guy, who knew this guy, who knew this guy, who knew this guy, who knew this guy's cousin.
Uh-huh.
She brings this random man in Trinidad into this.
It turned into a Trinidad national scandal.
It really did, because they were like, we need to look for him. It was an international
scandal, actually, if you ask me. I feel like Olivia Pope would have gotten involved if she really existed.
Yeah.
That's a storyline I could have seen towards the end of Scandal, because that show jumped a few sharks towards the end.
Shark jumping sounds like a fun hobby.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Squid Game?
No!
So this random man in Trinidad, apparently, allegedly, supposedly.
Well, because people are coming at her being like, there's nothing wrong with the vaccine. Like, I took it and I'm fine. And she's like...
And she was getting pissed.
Yeah, she was like, she was okay, like, well, that's great for you.
Twitter.com. It was weird. Which, like, I've seen this before with Nicki where she gets, like, really angry. And then she starts, like, spouting about how she's the bad guy, whatever the fuck.
But well, that's the thing that she loves to do. I don't know why she's...
It's like victimizing herself.
Well, because she's a Sagittarius.
Yeah, very that.
She loves to be like, everyone is against me. And it's just like, no one was against you, and now you're turning everyone against you.
Exactly, because you're being an idiot, you're being aggressive, and like pointing out like that you think that you shouldn't get this thing that's like good for... not just yourself, but for everybody. And you're, like, fighting science. You're siding with conservative assholes.
But
and,
can
like,
we also trust someone who's married to a rapist?
There we go. There's that. That was a whole other scandal with her because she was attacking journalists and reporters.
Well, because, like, when someone was just like, I took the vaccine and I was fine, she was all like, well, my cousin's 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 friend or whatever took the vaccine and his balls got really swollen, but he was going to get married. And then his fiance found out and she canceled the wedding and everybody
hold up. We need to stop the record right there, because if my husband took the vaccine and his nuts got huge, I would fucking elope. I would go on my honeymoon with that man and we would have the time of our lives, because now you got some big nuts too.
Isn't that chlamydia?
Well... okay, in the imaginary world of the vaccine did this, I don't think that it just having some big nuts, like, whatever. I don't care. You know,
some guys get their nuts, like, pumped with silicone.
Yeah. Remember the... Did we talk about the Tumblr scandal with the guy who killed the guy?
Yeah. I feel like we did.
In the Tumblr episode, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So, yeah, I did know about that. And don't do that. It will kill you. You can get silicone and it, like, fucks with your heart and then you die.
But, like, you can pump it in your dick, though, right? Just not the balls?
No.
Oh.
The guy died from having it in his
dick. Well, like, but...
Or both.
But I thought it was, like, a plastic surgery.
I mean, yeah.
Oh. I guess it's just, like, a BBL where it's dangerous.
Well, yeah, it's dangerous. The whole point is, like, the material that they're pumping into your, like, shit to make it look bigger can escape and get into your veins.
So if a guy wants a dick implant, is the only option silicone?
I don't know. I haven't looked into this. I don't know why we're
tangent.
Are you just curious?
Yeah. Boys, what's your ball size?
This is the part where you do your research. This is what Nikki was talking about. No, but jokes aside, she was like using that as a valid defense as to why she didn't want to get the vaccine. She's like, oh my god, his balls. His marriage was ruined because the vaccine made his balls so big.
And then Tucker Carlson was supporting her.
If y'all don't know who Tucker Carlson is, he is a right-wing, racist piece of shit who's on Fox News spouting bullshit on the reg.
Yeah. Bill O'Reilly died and Tucker Carlson took his place. Although, Bill O'Reilly didn't die.
O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
But yeah, Tucker Carlson live on air was like, if you're Nicki Minaj's cousin's friends, we want to talk to you. We want to hear your story.
And, okay, this is another thing. Conservatives always do this. He, like, twisted it to be like, oh, well, the part that the liberals don't like so much is the part where she said, do your own research and pray on it. Nobody said that. People are saying that this has already been researched and studied, and you're just ignoring science. What was the problem.
Why do they always bring him back to religion? Whatever happened to...
Well, Nikki was the one who said, like, oh, pray on it. So then he just, like, hounded on that and was like, oh my god, Jesus. They hate that we love Jesus.
But they always do that, like, in general. Whenever it comes to, like, an issue, they'll be like, but God, you know?
Remember how this country was literally founded on
separation of church and state.
It's like, okay, you love the Second Amendment so much, but you hate separation of church and state. You ignore that shit. It's like, do you want us to follow the Constitution or not?
God didn't want you to have guns.
This country's a joke, girl. I'm so over it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nicki Minaj was like, ooh, Tucker Carlson, he's on my side.
And let she retweeted him.
Yeah, let me stand. She said, let me stand. And then Hassan Piker, our father, our daddy, our... Oh, I love him. This man comes in and says, he's a white nationalist. What the fuck? Like, why are you retweeting his shit? And she, Nicki Minaj
said, I don't care if he's the devil, Rick. At least the devil has a job.
She said, oh, so now we can't agree with anybody.
Oh, it just gets
worse.
It
was hilarious. It was honestly laughable at that point because I was like, she does not give a fuck.
She
does not give a fuck because this is getting ridiculous.
She tanked her own legacy.
Yeah, I mean, if she had just actually... Remember when she was saying she was going to retire?
Whatever happened to that?
Exactly. Like, if she had retired when she said she was going to, it probably wouldn't have tainted her legacy. Like, she would be fine now. But now she's done all this stupid shit and, like, made a bad name for herself to where now I can't listen to any of her music without thinking, oh, wow, she's a shitty person.
Yeah, and listen, if the Barbs come for us, they come for us. Barbs Summoning Circle Part 2, but, like, she's just too far gone now. And I feel like that same week too, that's when the Real... It was either the same week or the week afterwards where the Real interviewed the one girl, Jennifer,
yeah.
And if you guys watch that interview, it's a little hard to watch, but she describes like everything that Nikki and the pedophile, what they did, and they tried to buy her off and they were threatening her. And yeah. It's just like, there's no defending it. You know, like,
yeah, at the end of the day, he's literally a criminal. He was like charged and tried for this shit. Like, I don't know, it's really weird how people are like looking past this because they're fave. Oh my god, I stand Nicki Minaj, blah blah blah. And it's like, no, this is a bad person. Yeah. She's married to a fucking pedophile and a rapist.
And that's the other thing, especially if you were a younger listener, mm-hmm. because I was in your place once. I was a diehard fight for till the end Barb, right? Yeah. She's not checking for you.
She's really not.
She doesn't know who you are. She's not paying your bills. She does not care. You do
and
not.
And it goes back to stan culture in general, because I don't care who your fave is, nobody's perfect, and nobody should be idolized, and, like, defending behavior that shouldn't be defended just because you really like someone's music is stupid.
They're not your friend.
They're not.
You know, you don't need to spend your whole life dedicated to someone you will never know like that, you know?
If you fucked up and made some horrible mistake and, like, were getting tried criminally for it, do you think Nicki Minaj is gonna show up and bail you out?
No.
She's not. She's gonna be like, oh well.
She's not even gonna say, oh well, because
she's not gonna notice.
Yeah, exactly. So, moral of the story, Barbs do better. Nicki Minaj, kind of unredeemable at this point.
Yeah, I'm over
unfortunately. But, in better news,
yes,
maybe sort of, kind of, because okay. It's only like a half.
Half.
Grimes and Elon Musk broke up.
Everyone was expecting it. It was never going to last in the first place. Did you see that she was spotted and the paparazzi took some photos of her in LA? She's wearing this whole, like, it looks very cyberpunk, or not cyberpunk, steampunk outfit. And she's reading the Communist Manifesto.
No.
Google the pictures.
Well, okay. So, they did break up, but not fully, because, like, they're separated, and now she's living in his place out here with mm-hmm. the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were a weird couple to begin with.
It never made sense.
Yeah.
She's, like, this weird, I don't want to say niche, but kind of niche pop star.
Yeah, very niche, I'd say.
Okay, and... he's literally a piece of shit billionaire on blood money.
And then she was going so hard for him.
She was defending him on Twitter. She was defending him on TikTok. She was every single... Remember, he had said something about, like, gender or something, and she was like, you're not this person. I know you're not. Get off Twitter right now, please, and come talk to me.
Oh my god.
It was, like, the most uncomfortable cringe couple that I've seen in celebrity history.
The dick could not have been that good.
Look at him. He looks disgusting.
You know
and she let him put a baby in her.
His mother's a cover girl. Yeah. She's
let
like...
Let your whole body talk?
She's like the old lady representation for cover girl. Like the senior citizen, the AAA card, or... What
I don't
is
like
it?
His whole
yeah.
family. They can all die. Death to all of them.
And even Wendy's audience thought that went too far.
That's very much how I feel about Elon Musk right now.
Yeah, I don't think Grimes... I didn't really care for Grimes to begin with. Like,
I never had an opinion on Grimes. I liked one of her songs, and then she, like, came up on my radar with this whole Elon thing, and I was just like, okay, go off, I guess.
Do you think the Azalea Grimes Elon weekend... at their house actually happened?
I do.
Yeah.
I think Azalea probably exaggerated some things because I genuinely, and this isn't to, like, be offensive to anybody because obviously I have mental illness too, but I think she has, like, some kind of severe mental illness, and that probably makes things more exaggerated from her perspective. I don't think she was necessarily, like, trapped there for how many days and, like, whatever, but I'm sure there was some kind of thing where she went out to go collaborate with Grimes, and then it got complicated
yeah.
at Elon's house.
That was wild.
It was wild. It was good entertainment, I'll give you that. And now she's, like, tweeting on, or not tweeting, on Instagram, talking about, oh, when are we
can we
the
release
song,
these songs now?
I was like, I mean, release them.
Do you remember that time that Azalea Banks had said she was working with Rihanna, but Rihanna just kept her in an attic writing the songs the whole time? And she was, like, having a party downstairs, and she only gave Azalea Banks peanuts to eat while she ordered Domino's for everybody else. I don't know if there was any truth to that.
I don't. I think she might have made that whole thing up, honestly.
Domino's
kind of
pizza?
Iconic. I like that idea. It's hilarious.
Oh, Azalea Banks.
But no, ever since I saw Azalea fucking murdering chickens in her closet, I was like, this woman has a couple screws loose.
Yeah, I can't really comment on the chickens part.
Yeah, she's gonna put a curse on us if she ever hears this. Listen, I liked your fucking Broke With Expensive Taste album, girl.
Because you were in the 212.
Yeah. Heavy metal and reflective.
Is that the brr, brr, brr? No, that's the
motorcycle one.
That's Young Rapunzel, where she's like, "Let me hit that wee." Brr, yeah. Brr, 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 brr. That music video was trippy when it came out. Remember, because she had the mouths for the eyes.
Yeah.
Ahead of her time.
She was like a good artist. It's just her personal life and all the shit she spouts on the internet that gets really messy.
Yeah. In other news.
Drum
roll, please.
Yes. Potentially.
Well, sort of.
Sort of, kind of. Her dad's off the conservatory.
I mean, Podly, hashtag Free Britney.
Right.
But they did say, Daddy Spears, Jamie, you're out of here. He's supposed to be removed within, like, the next 45 days.
Right. He got voted off the island.
Mm-hmm. Survivor. He's not a survivor. So this is, like, I feel like this is a good step in the right direction. What I am worried about is if they just put someone else the in thing charge.
That concerns me about this whole thing is they've clearly been paying off people to make this last this long and for it to get put in the first place. So I don't know how much influence that they could potentially have on the judge.
Yeah, but this is a new judge because we watched like a documentary last week and everything, and there was a judge who was like clearly being paid off, but now they have a new judge. We don't fully know how that judge is going to continue to work, but as of right now, it seems like Britney's lawyer is at least doing a good job, because now Britney's dad has to turn over, like, all legal documents regarding, like, the conservatorship, like, all the financials and whatever else. Because, like, I guarantee you he was probably, like, embezzling or laundering money.
Yeah.
And things like that. And Britney was just caught in the middle because he could take advantage of her.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. But I'm just glad she can celebrate now. You think her boyfriend is a plant?
No. I think that he's actually, like, a good person.
I don't think so either, but sometimes I still feel like...
It's possible.
Not that he's a plant, but it's giving very, if you see my baby daddy at Pride, do not text me.
Oh, you think he's gay? Shawn Mendes?
Girl.
It's giving Cher?
If that doesn't scream circuit party pass around bottom.
I don't even know what he looks like, or I don't remember. I was probably fucked up back then.
Showing you right now. What's his last name?
I have no idea. I know that she wants him to put babies in her.
She does.
And I'm like, ooh, I feel bad because she's already at the tail end of that. Like,
She has two boyfriends
30s.
Already. Or not two boyfriends. Two children. Two
kids. I'm saying, like, her biological clock as far as, like, the kids not coming out with birth problems or defects or anything. That's like, a low chance. Oh, he's hot.
He is hot. But, like, circuit party bottom right here. I hope she does sign the prenup, though.
I mean, yeah.
Because I don't want her getting taken advantage of
anymore. Any rich person dating someone significantly less rich than them should always have a prenup. That's literally, like, baseline. You should do that for your own sake. You're gonna get scammed otherwise.
Although, if you're rich and listening to this and we are someday engaged...
Yeah, we're the exception. I'm so trustworthy. Mm-hmm. I literally am, like... so, like, loyal, and I would never do anything.
I would never do anything to hurt you, sweetie, and I swear we can keep your kids in the will.
I will give you sloppy toppy every day of your life until you die, and then I can take all your money. I mean, and then I'll mourn you, because I'll miss you so much. And then I'll never get remarried. Wow. And then I'll live in our mansion.
This is gonna be evidence someday against you.
Evidence? Yeah. Honey. We'll erase it by then.
Okay, guys. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be...
Oh, is this where our ad comes in?
Yeah.
We love that.
Because we do ads. Well, we do the one ad. We should probably re-record it, but we probably won't. So, we'll see. If it's the new version of the ad, great. If it's the old one, you're going to deal with it and still rate us 5 stars. Right?
This is the best podcast anybody's ever listened to.
Ever. Okay, we'll be right back.
True.
And we're back from a very refreshing break.
What did you mean by that?
I got a seaweed wrap while we were gone.
Weed? Kamala?
We didn't bring this up in the Hot Topics segment.
Weed
did not. But very briefly, as we know, I am a huge fan of The View.
Oh my god.
Right? And I gotta say, now that Regan Rakane is gone, it's a lot more tolerable to watch. And they were gonna interview Miss Kamala Harris, or Mrs. Kamala Harris, because she's married. And two of the hosts that week had already said that they were gonna kind of grill her about what was going on at the border with the Border Patrol agents being on horses and, you know, whipping Haitians.
Right.
The day comes, they're gonna interview Kamala, and then live on air, the producers have to be like, actually, we need the two of you to step off the stage. And everybody was like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. And apparently they tested positive for COVID.
COVID-19.
The same day Kamala was supposed to be interviewed by them the whole show.
Right.
And so they had to fumble around, and then Kamala only ended up getting interviewed for 8 minutes as opposed to an hour. And then, that's not even the gag. So the ladies, those two ladies, took three more tests, I think, that day.
Mm-hmm.
And they all turned out to be negative.
Right.
I'm not saying there's a conspiracy theory there.
I mean, that's not even really a conspiracy. That's like a provable. Like, if all their other tests that day
were negative,
came out negative, then it was clearly like a thing that they like forced on the show.
It just felt very odd for that to happen, to play out like that, all live on air and everything, especially to the two hosts who made it clear that they were gonna grill Kamala.
Yeah.
You know, listen, I don't need the government coming for me after this and placing me in a Squid Game, but if the shoe fits,
then you gotta go to the castle and suck the prince's dick.
Yeah, we should review.
I'm not watching that fucking Cinderella remake. I've seen that one scene where she's singing the song and goes, too many times against my will.
Which one?
Look up Camila Cabello singing badly.
I've seen
the movie.
I've seen the one where they've done, oh, am I wrong? But she's like, oh, am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah. That's the one.
That's the one, yeah.
That's the one. And then James Corden.
Oh.
Staying on our LGBT community.
You know the British don't like him. That's why he came over here. Because he was
British are coming.
They're not coming.
Well, he came. Yeah.
All over us, because he's in our lives.
I just pictured James Corden coming on me, and that made me really uncomfortable.
Like, it's not long till James Corden and The Rock are gonna do a movie together, because they're fucking everywhere.
But are you wrong?
No, I'm not.
Exactly. Let's stop. I don't like the Cinderella movie. It hurts my spirit.
Okay, let's move on to our next segment.
So this is the part where I take over. This segment is going to be called Aspiring Himbo. And wait for it. I have a tagline.
You do?
Yeah, I told you this. We, like, discussed this.
I'm acting surprised for support.
Let me get my notes going.
We did have several meetings. Linda from HR was there. Very several meetings does not make sense.
Right.
But, yeah.
Linda told us to get our shit together.
Linda from HR was there. You know, corporate was there. The big bosses were there. They were like, if you want to make more than the $16 you've already made.
Don't out how much we've made. Edit that out. Welcome to Aspiring Himbo, registered trademark, where I work to point out flaws in my ongoing formal education by talking about something that I still simply do not understand. Today, I'm going to talk about the economy because it's very topical.
Yeah.
I don't understand the economy in general, but specifically, we are in debt. This whole country is how many trillions of dollars in debt? I don't know the number.
I'm going to take a gander.
Yeah. A gander isn't the right word there.
I
guess.
Graduate math class.
I didn't graduate. Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You have the degree.
Yeah. These good degrees. I failed a lot of classes in college, so don't feel bad, kids. You can do it. Anyways.
You want to know what my favorite Pokemon is?
Gardevoir?
Gulpin.
Oh, I don't like that. Don't do that to me. You know what mine is?
What?
Slugma. You! Okay. But.
3 trillion or
we
something.
We are very, very, very in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And the government has the nerve to be like, well, you better start paying back your student loans that you took out when you were 18 years old because you didn't have a choice.
Okay, so actually, I don't know how that works because I never took out student loans.
Basically, I'm poor. So what had happened was...
But who do you pay... Like, once you get the loans, like, say FAFSA, for example, do you have to pay FAFSA back?
Well, it depends because there's multiple types of financial aid you can get. FAFSA is just, like, the website that you apply through.
Mm.
But the actual student aid can be grants, which are free money. Like, you don't have to pay that back. Or federal loans or private loans from, like, a third-party company. Federal loans, basically, the government lends you how many thousands of dollars per semester to help you pay for your education. And then after you graduate, you have to pay them back and get on a payment plan, which is what I'm currently doing. So that's fun and fresh. The thing that bothers me about student loans is that college is posited as this necessary thing in order to make it big in this country and get any sort of, like, leverage.
Yeah.
Which it's not, because I fully have a bachelor's degree now, and guess what it is? It's slim pickings around here as far as, like, good jobs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Slim pickings.
You basically need a shit ton of experience as well as a bachelor's degree in order to get anything worthwhile. So, there's already a flaw in the system, but second, it's like you have to take out this loan when you're a kid still and, like, barely coming into adulthood.
Isn't that wild? You're not even legal, like, you're not even allowed to drink alcohol.
But you're allowed to sign away, like, a contract to, like, pay the government this many thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyways, my point where I was going with it is that the country is flawed in general, but I genuinely don't understand how this shit works. Because how can the country, like, what does the country owe money to? Are we borrowing money from other countries? Is that what this is? Or is it like we're spending more than we're, like, our imaginary goal of spending money, like, we passed that and now we're in debt? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know how it all works, and I'm not going to pretend to know how it all works. But at the end of the day, money is a fake system that we created.
And
so, like,
it's imaginary because the fucking president can sign a bill and be like, oh.
But, like, my thing is, people are like, oh, well, if you just print more money, that's gonna lower the cost of the dollar. And it's just like, says who?
Isn't it already?
All you have to do
inflation
is
inflation is already happening.
It's just like, all you have to do is say, okay, we're just not gonna lower the cost of the dollar anymore. And, like,
yeah.
How hard is that? Just be like, a dollar is a dollar. Like, I just...
Right. And then going back to, not to make this the Communist Manifesto, but it is.
That Grimes was reading.
Right, that Grimes is apparently, like, an expert in...
Can I just say she looked like a cockroach in that outfit now
that
I've seen it?
But she always looks like a cockroach. So that's not anything new. Grimes Summoning Circle. Grimes fans...
What are they called?
I don't know.
The Venus
Musty.
Flytraps?
They're called Musty.
I smell like Nichols.
I hated that. But... It's like the billionaires are over here running rampant, making their little dick rocket ships, and the government's like, oh no, what are we gonna do? Let's make it so that on Zelle we can tax them.
For business transactions only.
Right. I don't know, I'm just infuriated with capitalism. That's basically nothing new. Y'all already knew that. But that was I can't talk. That was inspiring himbo for this week. Usually I want to look up what all of this means so that I can have an answer by the end of the segment. But with the economy, that's a little bit of a big subject to take apart.
Don't give Jared an economic lesson.
Don't, please. If you're gonna, these bitches have not rated our fucking podcast, they haven't commented, but watch this be the first episode where they come in the comments talking about
and they're gonna be like,
economic
actually
theory. Yeah, and talk about how capitalism is good for us. Girl, go die in a well.
Nah! Imagine somebody's gonna take their time to be like, listen, this is how economics work. No, thank you.
At least put that in my Twitter DMs. Don't do that to our podcast.
Yeah.
Follow me at Local Twink on Twitter.
We're not at that part yet. Okay, we're gonna move on to our next segment, which we're gonna try to do weekly.
Mm.
It's called Everybody's a Critic,
mm-hmm.
including us, where each week we're gonna review something different. Our method of reviewing is probably going to be different each time.
What do you mean?
You know, like, in this case, since we missed the Met Gala 2021, we're going to be reviewing the outfits right now and just stating whether we like them or not. But in the future, we could just be reviewing something singular, like a movie, and we might have to review that on, like, a sort of scale.
Okay, I could be a movie critic.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's just...
Me as a movie critic would just be saying this is camp.
Thoughts on Ratatouille. Quickly.
Thoughts on Ratatouille?
Yeah, it's a movie.
I forget what the human... Oh, yeah, it's camp. But I forget what the human guy's name is, but he has a hair-pulling kink.
I think
why would he let the rat do that?
I don't like that.
He had to have been into it.
Have you seen that one TikTok where Remy is pulling his hair while he's fucking the girl?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, the rat's been fucking me this whole time.
Yeah. I would let the rat do it.
Jared.
It wouldn't be the first time I fucked a rodent. Come on. Look at all my exes.
Hey, I'm not here to judge. I support you. Okay, let's review some fashion, because we're clearly capable of doing so.
Okay, so I'm going to put it on you to describe the outfit, because I'm not good at describing things. And then we can both give our opinions on it. So the first up is Keke Palmer.
Keke Palmer, she's wearing this, like, glittery, shiny dress. That's the best way I can put it. I'm supposed to be a writer. But, her makeup it looks really good. I like her hair. I like the dress. The theme, however, because nobody stayed on theme.
Nobody followed the theme.
But, like, I feel like this year it was a little more disastrous, because I feel like sometimes we at least have a good chunk of people who are on theme.
Right.
But this year, like, absolutely. Nobody.
And I feel like the theme wasn't even that hard.
Yeah. It was, like, American history or whatever. And I'm not saying you needed to come dress up as, like, Uncle Sam. But the fact that there even, like, wasn't one Statue of Liberty. Like,
or, like, a take on it.
Yeah.
At least wear the fucking color.
Yeah. Like, it was really disappointing in that regard. But I think Keke Palmer looks stunning. I think her looks is one of the best looks of the night, even though it's not on theme. But no, she gets, like, if we're gonna rate them on a scale, let's give them a letter grade.
A letter?
Yeah. I'll give her an A plus.
C minus, I didn't really like it.
Ah! Okay, who's next?
Now am I wrong? Okay, we need to add that to the soundboard
okay.
Now that I think about it.
When we eventually do the soundboard again.
Yeah, we'll have it. Next up
okay,
is J-Lo.
I don't like it. She looks like she looks like a Real Housewife, you know.
Yeah.
But like a Real Housewife at the beginning of the Real Housewives era, like it's still 2009. Like, why is she wearing the hat?
Describe the whole outfit though.
Okay, so it's like a dress, and of course she has like the leg slit, like she always does, because it's J Lo. And then she has this like fur boa coat thing. It's really short, and then her dress is like V-necked to like her stomach. So, like, you get some boob action and everything, and she has this, like, brown choker on. The outfit is all, like, brown. I don't, like, hate the dress itself completely. I just think, like, the hat ruins it, you know? Because the hat looks like only you can stop forest fires.
She is giving smoky.
You know?
It looks like Indiana Jones's sister got attacked by a vulture. So... I'm gonna go with D minus.
I'm gonna say D. Yeah, I think that's fair. All right.
I don't know who this woman is. Skipper?
Amanda Gorman. She looks cute. At least she's like wearing blue, which like, you know, America or whatever. I don't really. I'd say C.
I think is she. What's the book she's holding? Give Us Your Tired. Oh, okay. So that is, like, American themed.
What is that?
Like, Give Us Your Tired, Weak and Weary. It's, like, the whole melting pot. Oh, anybody can come here.
Oh.
I forget what that's from. But...
I would still give it a C, because it's just, like, a blue dress.
I think she's trying to go for a star thing. Like,
the stars and everything.
Yeah. I like her eye makeup.
I don't like the hair. It looks a little basic. With just the top bun and a ponytail.
I mean...
Like, you're at the Met Gala.
I mean...
Like, J-Lo still showed out even though it was bad.
I mean... I don't know. I think this is better than Keke Palmer, let's be real.
You think that's better than Keke Palmer?
I think that's more entertaining, more effort, and that's also on theme.
I disagree.
Which is fine. We're allowed to disagree. It's just our opinions.
Are we?
Yeah. I give her a B. Squid Game. Yeah, Squid Game. You'll die first, trust.
You think I... Yeah.
I'm like, girl.
I'd be one of those people running away to get back to the gate. Mm. But I'd somehow miraculously survive because I'd be dodging all the bullets because you want to know why? Because
you're an industry plant.
I would be like Bayonetta and I would dodge the bullets and activate Witch Time. Witch Time.
And no, then... instead of Witch Time, yours would be like... Missy Time.
It would so just be Missy Time. Witch Time rebranded.
Yeah. Okay. It's true.
Who's next? Billie Eilish. She's giving me very Marilyn Monroe and this like peach colored dress. It's like low cut, boobies are out. You know, she did say she feels more confident in her own skin now, so she doesn't mind showing off her body a little more, even though I still feel like every time she does, guys are like,
"Whoa!" Well, yeah, because guys are disgusting.
And that's exactly why she didn't want to start showing her body in the first place, but I think she looks really good. It's giving very Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I think that's what she was going for.
I just hated the eye makeup.
I can barely see it
in that picture. Yeah, but like when you get up close, like it just looks like very dark circles around her eyes.
Can I not zoom? Oh, there we go.
It's a choice.
I will admire this because she is trying to pay homage to Marilyn Monroe.
I think it's on theme that way. I think that would
be on theme, yeah. I do think it's a somewhat pretty dress. I'm going to go with B- for this one.
I'll give it a B.
No, I'm wrong.
Okay, Iman, this is an S, a double S, an SS. I don't know how it's on theme, but I like it. It's just like when you look at it, it's like this feathery dress thing, and she has this giant headpiece behind her that's like very hypnotizing, and the feathers are like traced with gold and everything. I dig this. I think this is fucking cool. A++++. What don't you like about it?
The whole thing. I'm gonna go with C. I don't want to be mean. I do respect going above and beyond. I just personally don't like it. And I don't see how it's, like, on theme at all.
Hater
unless
alert.
Unless I'm not getting the reference or something, which is fully possible. I'm very out of
I don't know how it's things. On theme either, but I really like it.
Oh, I see this little... We'll get there.
That's these Kamala are. Harris's stepdaughter, the one on the left. What's her name?
She looks like a Pixar character.
Ellie Emhoff. So like when Joe and Kamala got elected, people started noticing her, and then a modeling agency was like, "We want you." And now she's a model. So she was there. I don't like the outfit though.
I don't like either of the outfits. It's giving... The red one is worse than this one.
So she's the one in the red. It's the red outfit that Kamala's stepdaughter is wearing is giving very like Y2K fantasy, except it doesn't look good.
She looks like a personification of period blood that would be shown in a 7th grade video explaining how periods work.
I don't like the hair either. It's so flat. You know?
I'm just describing white people's hair.
F.
I give them a D minus and a D.
F.
Actually, I give white dress a C because that's not as bad as a D.
I have no idea who she is.
I don't either, but I mean, I think the dress is okay. I just don't see how this fits anything.
Can we start inviting like celebrities again?
I mean, they did. It's just that like this list has best dress according to Glamour.com.
Thank you, Glamour.com.
Now we ew! Got Justin Bieber and his wife.
F. They're wearing the most basic ass look. Justin is in the ugliest tux I've ever seen. And it looks like Hailey is wearing a black sock with a cut in it for a dress.
She looks like she tried to fit her whole body into a black Chinese finger trap.
I hate this so much. Like, why does Justin look like he's going to karate? He's just missing the belt.
Yeah.
I think he's a yellow belt. That's the lowest one, right?
I don't know.
I don't know karate. If you know karate, comment down below and correct me.
See, I wouldn't even hate Justin's. It's just the wide leg pants really threw me off and make me uncomfortable. So F for Justin. And then Haley's dress is very strange. I'm just going to go with D.
The shape to it is really weird. Like, why is it shaped like that?
Right. It's, like, really skin tight, like, right here and down here, and then it gets looser down here.
But, like, it doesn't even, like, loosen nicely because it has this, like, weird funnely effect right there at the legs, at the thighs. I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's not good.
Mm-mm. Like, you're going to spend all that money, and that's what you're going to look like?
I mean...
Yeah. Do better.
Do better. I think Meg is next. Meg Thee Stallion.
Megan is next. She was definitely there in an outfit and a dress. It's a white dress that kind of goes outward to the side with some ruffle action going on. She has a little nice white little purse. I think everything from the neck up looks great.
Yeah, I was going to say her makeup looks really good and her hair looks really, really good.
I just don't like the dress.
The dress looks like she's going to prom. B minus.
Yeah. Prom in the 80s.
I mean, sure. It just doesn't look like a Met Gala dress.
It
just
looks like doesn't. A prom dress. And that's the problem with a lot of the looks, I think, this year. It was very prom-y. You know? All right.
Next I mean, yeah. So she told Keke Palmer she wanted to serve Hollywood glamour. I'm definitely getting that from, like, the hair and maybe the heels.
Yeah. But not so much the dress.
Right. You didn't give her a letter grade. Mine was B minus.
Oh, mine... C plus.
Okay. We got... I don't know who this is.
Sierra. Sierra. She's wearing her husband's number because he's in the Seattle Seahawks. I think this look is camp. Do I think it's good? No. But I do think it's camp.
This is so ugly.
I think more people could have leaned in this direction and made it look really good. Because she's wearing, like, a football jersey dress, but the way it's structured, it just doesn't... It's not doing any favors.
I mean, I guess this is on theme because Americans love football. Do I? No. I think this dress, the color, what is this side part that's missing? The shoulders are off because she's trying to do the jersey thing.
The shoulder pads.
I don't like it. It just... I don't like it. And she's holding a fucking football trophy. I don't know.
I think it's a purse.
Whatever. I don't like it. I'm gonna give her an F, honestly.
I'll give her a C. C for effort.
C for effort. I don't know who this is.
That's Barbie Ferreira. She's in Euphoria. Giving very old Hollywood glamour. I yeah, think this one. Yeah,
this is roaring 20s. I like this one.
I think this one fits. It's a beaded dress. I think it works very well. Go up to the hair real quick. I do wish the makeup was a little different.
The makeup's not that great, yeah.
Especially in the brows. You know, not that I'm one to judge with my caterpillars. But overall, I think this is pretty solid. I'm going to give it an A.
Yeah, I'll give it an A minus.
Okay, let's do like three more. Who the fuck is that? Maisie Williams? Oh, the girl from the Game of Thrones. I didn't even know she was there. What the fuck? Oh, that's a shadow.
I thought that was her hair. I was like, what the fuck?
That's
it's like.
I know this is so. I can't really describe what she's wearing. It looks like she's wearing some binders on a corset. It's all she's black. She's wearing
her boyfriend's design. I don't... This is weird.
This is bad, I think. It's giving very... I'm artsy-fartsy, but it's not good. I give it an F.
I give it a D+. It's interesting visually. That's all I can offer about it. And I like black.
Fair.
Lord. Well...
What is she dressed as? She looks like someone I'd see at the farmer's market on, like, a Thursday or a Saturday morning. You know? She's selling stones at the farmer's market.
Right. She says Tiger's Eye is really good for helping with success. I think...
Are her boobs out?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't look like she's wearing anything underneath it. It says repurposed antiques.
I don't see how it's on theme, though.
I don't really like it.
She's from New Zealand, though, so...
Yeah, she doesn't know what the fuck's going on. She's just here. She's singing about solar power.
What is she holding?
Crack. No, it just says repurposed antique, so I think that's what, like, these accents are, and then this, whatever this is, it's supposed to be a purse.
This is very middle of the road for me. I think it's a C.
I'll get her a D+. I like the headpiece.
The headpiece is nice. Neck up, everything is good. I think boobs up, everything is good.
Boobs up.
Because I also don't like the shoe. What is going on?
It's just a flat.
She's just wearing flats. It looks like a hospital shoe. Like a hospital slipper.
This is my nurse.
That's why she's wearing the headpiece. Okay. Kendall Jenner.
Oh, God.
She looks pretty B, I guess. What do you give it? I didn't describe what she's wearing.
Yeah, it's just a sheer dress with a bunch of jewels on it, covering her tits and her vagina.
Mm-hmm. I do think, actually, I don't know if we'll get to her.
Actually.
But I do think Kim's look was very smart.
Why?
Because, like, people were saying, like, I don't know if this is actually true or not, but if it is actually true, because, like, Kim showed up in that all-black outfit where she covered her face and everything.
Yeah, Studio Ghibli.
And the whole point was people were like, everybody knows Kim Kardashian. Like,
you were supposed to see her figure and then know it was her.
Yeah, like, her body is American culture, you know?
I don't like that.
And I thought that was, I was just like, if that is what they were going for, I think they pulled it off effectively.
If that is what they were going for, I think that's a really, like, inflated ego type thing to dress up as.
I mean, maybe, but it's also Kim Kardashian.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't expect anything else, but I also hate that whole family, which extends to this. I think the dress itself isn't actually that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Meaning behind the sheer dress, a reinterpretation of a look worn by Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady. Okay. So it's on theme. I'll give it a B+.
Okay. I give it a B.
Spicy.
Mary J. Blige.
She can be our last one if we're like running out of time.
Yeah.
Mary J. Blige. Listen, I love you, girl. My mom used to listen to your music every day when she was driving me to school in the morning.
No hateration in this dancery.
There's not. And something, something, I got this baggage with me.
I don't like the look. I'm going to be honest.
I don't. That's what I was... I was leading up to that. I was going to say, I love you, girl, but the dress isn't doing it for me. I like this little gold purse, though.
Break a leg at the Super Bowl. I think they should have let her do it on her own.
Oh, so you wanted to break a leg.
Well, did you see? Because it's going to be... It's too many cooks in the kitchen, mama.
I literally don't care about football.
So they're letting Eminem... Wait,
throwback. I literally don't care about football.
Not Sierra! It's going to be Eminem performing.
Gross.
Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Dr. Dre.
What the fuck?
Snoop Dogg.
And they literally said, who wants to be on the Super Bowl? We don't know who else. And then all these people raise their hand and they just fucking put all of them.
I think Mary could have handled it on her own.
She could have. But they were probably going to piss off all the men in the audience who were like, we need males. Where are the men?
We all know women put on the better Super Bowl performances anyways.
I'm just so over the Super Bowl. I think football is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah. Was Doja busy that weekend?
She probably was.
I feel like she'll do it someday.
She's already so rich, just, like, from the amount of stuff that's been going on with her lately. Oh, that was the last
one. Oh, Mary J. Blige was the last one. Really quickly, since we did bring up Grimes earlier, what did you think of her look with the sword? I thought the sword was stupid.
Grimes.
But I thought the look kind of went off, I'm not gonna lie.
I think the dress is really cool.
It was giving, like, very, like, Final Fantasy villain.
Yeah, I think the dress is really cool. I think the sword is stupid. That has nothing to do with American history, especially because Americans never had.
So, the sword was made out of recycled AR-15s.
Okay, but then just carry an AR-15. You're doing entirely too much. Nobody's going to look at that sword and go, oh my god, it's made out of recycled AR-15s. That's crazy. Like, you have to give context for something like that.
I feel like she has to get the sword approved first, because, like, you can't just bring...
I mean, I don't know how sharp it is. It's probably not that sharp.
I feel like it has to be, like, real.
It's probably really heavy, but it doesn't mean that it's, like, sharpened like an actual blade would
she
be.
Wait.
She smells like dimes.
Like nickel.
Ew. I think the mask is cool, too.
Malik Nickel.
Seek help. But yeah, I'll give this Grimes' look. If it wasn't with the sword, I would give it a C+. Just because I feel like this has nothing to do with American anything. It's just a cool dress. But with the sword, I'm going to drop her down to a D+. Because I think that was just doing too much for no reason. You just wanted to look edgy and carry a sword around the Met Gala. So that's what you did. That's
actually her baby.
He's grown up so fast. Ow! Charlie just hit me! Now I gotta file a suit.
I know we're mad at him because he's doing NFTs on TikTok now.
Nift.
But this Lil Nas X look was actually really good. He had like 3 reveals.
Oh, like all the layers.
Yeah, like I thought that first thing with the coat was fucking sickening. The art, the C3P ho look, that was really good. I didn't really like the last look as much because I was like, you could have just done the gold armor look. But overall, I think it was a really good showing for him at the Met Gala.
This is Asgore from Undertale. This is probably Papyrus from Undertale, and then this is Frisk.
Where's Sans?
Sans is not on this panel.
Sans is Grimes.
Sans is probably... I'm not going to sit here and try to figure out which celebrity would be Sans. I don't like this look. I think it's camp. It's very camp. I don't like it.
You don't even like the first one?
No.
I like the first one.
I did none of the... Once again, I'm a stickler for the theme. None of this fits the theme.
Where was Zendaya?
I think the gold armor is the coolest one. This is boring, and it's not, like, flattering. This is better looking, more majestic, but it's also just like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Also, we're going way over time for this segment.
Zendaya wasn't there, actually, though.
Oh, she wasn't this year?
No. And then Rihanna showed up, like, fashionably late, and I didn't like Rihanna or Aesop's looks. That's what Zendaya wore for the Christian Met Gala? I don't remember. Oh, when she dressed up as Cinderella that one year. Her looks are always so good at the Met Gala. Oh, that was the year for the Chinese theme. Why is Lindsay Lohan there?
Anyways.
Lindsay Lohan has a Fursona NFT now. If anybody's interested, please do not purchase that. The environment is already dying as it is.
Remember when a gay man showed his ass on her beach club and then he got kicked off the show?
No.
Don't watch Lindsay Lohan's beach club. It's not worth the watch.
Now that's how you party in Mykonos, bitch.
Exactly.
Bringing it full circle. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to our first episode of season 3 of Gay Screaming.
Homosexual yelling.
We also want to try, like, doing a segment in the future, if you guys are willing to participate, called The Worst Advice You've Ever Heard, where if you send us an advice question either to our Twitter DMs and at Gay Screaming Pod on Twitter or at gayscreamingpod@gmail.com, if you send us an email, we'll try to give you advice, but we're going to be very unqualified for it, and maybe you shouldn't follow it, you know? Mm-hmm. But we're going to give it anyways. And sometimes, even if you guys don't send us a question, we're just going to look up for hypothetical questions and answer those. Like, we'll go on, like, a Reddit thread or something, you know?
Charlie's just going off the deep end with this ending segment, trying to figure out what we're going to do with the advice segment. I think I'm just going to wing it. If no one sends in anything, that's fine. That's what happened last time.
Yeah, we just did the Vogue 73 questions. That was really our season 2 finale, basically. Wow. Okay, anyways, you can follow us on Twitter at Misty_Terrain.
You can follow me at Twitter at @logo_twink.
And again, you can also follow our Twitter for the pod at @gayscreamingpod, which we will be updating now. And we promise. We don't know when. We're trying to get it. Gonna get it done soon, at least. But we're gonna make a TikTok for the page where we'll be like uploading clips and stuff, or I mean a TikTok for the pod, and then we want to do like a YouTube so we can do some like mukbangs and maybe play some games, you know. We want to have fun, so stay tuned. This is gonna be, I think this is a new brighter future for Gay Screaming. What do you think?
That's what every government says before it turns into a totalitarian mess that needs to be revolutionized.
A2 Brutus.
Yeah. Tag yourself. Let me look up Brutus's friends really quick. Sorry.
Brutus had friends?
Well, or sorry, Little Caesar's friends. Little Caesar's,
Pizza.
See, my dumbass forgot that the place was named after Caesar, not...
Remember when Meghan McCain was like, I would get an iPod Nano injected in between my shoulder blades if it means I can black out at Caesar's Palace again?
Very specific, but okay.
Yeah, an iconic moment in The View. It wasn't iconic, but it stuck with people because, like, why would you just say something like that?
Mm. At least 60 senators were party to the conspiracy led by Marcus and Gaius.
They hated that man.
They really did. Imagine having 60 people underneath you fucking agree that you should get killed. Why didn't that happen when Donald Trump was president? What the fuck? The government's really gonna fucking be on us after this episode.
Probably. But I mean, what can we say? Living in this country sucks sometimes.
All right, Mary J. Blige, sing us out. I got this baggage with me. Don't know.
Did I ever tell you that story about that time before we go? We were, like, leaving Dodger Stadium from, like, a Dodger game. It was me, my mom, my dad, and my sister.
Picture this.
Picture
the
it.
The Dodgers in the
Sicily,
stadium.
Sicily, 1920s. So, we're leaving the game, you know, we're stuck in traffic as we're heading out, and Family Affair by Mary J. Blige is playing on the radio, right? You know? You know the song.
Yeah.
And so I ask, what does affair mean? And my mom looks to my dad and she goes, I don't know. Why don't you tell them?
Wow.
I think about that all the time. And then my dad was like, really? Really? You're going to do this?
I hate to say it, but I think that's an example of queenery.
That I will give her credit for that moment.
She like, of all the stories you told me about your parents, I think that one is one where I can be like, oh, your mom was kind of a queen right there.
It's still fresh in my mind. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Right.
You know? Right. And obviously, I had no idea what they were talking about.
I mean, to this day, I don't even know what an affair is. Is that what happens when you go to the county fair and you get on the rides together?
Sure, sweetie.
Are you winning, son?
We're gonna have a talk about the birds and the bees, guys. We'll catch up with you guys next week.
Good thing I keep a queen on me, just in case I need one for the house.
Did you just call me a vagot?
What, a vagot? What is going on?
I can't pronounce words.
We were like trying so hard to have a put together pod, and now the outro is just complete mess chaos.
Okay, bye.
Amazing.
All right, hold on.
Mark Antony.
He's J-Lo's ex.
He was...